In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Baraska is presented by Mint Mobile. Don't let big wireless providers scare you into a bad phone plan. Get affordable premium wireless service for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Baraska.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only.
Q Code presents Baraska, starring Cole Sprouse, created by Rebecca Klingel.
Hello?
She's gone. They took her. Not even one day here, and they already took her. Look, you have to help me find her.
Who took her?
Cleary, Jimmy Prescott, fuck, I don't, a random deputy could be anyone. It's my fault. They crawled right over me to get her. I didn't wake up.
Sam, I don't know what I can do from here.
Just don't fucking say that. I fucked up.
Are you high right now?
What do I do?
You go and find her.
I need to talk to Kyle. No, he'd know where to go. What to do next. Fuck. I knew this was a bad idea. This is my fault. Fuck.
Do you need me to come out there?
No. No one else comes to this shithole. Kimber's car is here, but I can't find the keys. Do you know how to hotwire a car?
You know the internet is for more than just porn, right?
Don't make fucking jokes. Kimber could already be dead. Or worse.
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. What should I do?
Shit. Maybe you could call Leah?
She can't help. No one can help. This town, it may as well not even be on the maps. Nothing can touch it. All right, I'm gonna start walking. I'll go to town. I'll make as big a scene as possible. Then they'll have to deal with me.
No, your anonymity is all you have. Your literal only advantage. Don't just give it up.
If they have Kimber, it's already gone.
Sam.
I gotta go. What the fuck, Kimber?
I'm sorry. You were sleeping so deep, I thought I'd be back in time. He said 20 minutes.
Who was that? Who's driving that white Lincoln?
Sam, stop. You don't even have shoes on. Come back inside.
Who was that? Tell me who he was, Kimber.
Come back inside and I'll explain.
Fuck that.
He didn't take me by force, Sam. I went willingly.
You promised, Kimber.
I know. I'm sorry. Come back inside so I can explain.
Hey, I warned you 20 minutes ago, 209. Keep it down. We have other guests.
Sam, please come back up here. Please.
Fuck.
Bacon or sausage? Bacon, right?
I don't want a sandwich, Kimber. I want to know where the fuck you were and why it looked like you were forcibly taken when I woke up.
What are you talking about?
The window was wide open. The heat was off. Your phone was here. Your car was here. You didn't wake me up.
I tried, okay? I was practically jumping on you. You're impossible to wake up. Hell, I had to check if you were breathing.
Shit.
Yeah, shit.
In the window?
You were so hot when I touched you, like, burning. I was worried you were overheating. I read about it last night, about heroin's effects on the body. I didn't want you to overheat, Sam.
Yeah, well, just do me a favor. And don't do me any more favors. That window was wide open. There was snow on the floor.
I'm sorry, I only cracked it. Maybe the wind? Look, I'm sorry, Sam. He texted me and he said it had to be now. I tried to wake you to see what we should do, but you wouldn't, so I...
You went alone. After promising me you wouldn't.
I had to, he showed up here.
Who did? Oh, fuck that, Kimber. Who was it? Who's your source?
I don't think I can tell you yet.
What, he told you not to? Why are you listening to him?
Because, love it or hate it, Sam, he's the only person willing to help us. And he worries you're unstable. This is gonna
Why
be a delicate...
Why would he want to help us?
Because he wants things to change. That is all I can say.
And what is he offering you? What is he giving us?
Information.
Yeah, I know. Useless information.
It's not useless! This morning, I learned that most of the sheriff's department is up on the mountain today.
At Baraska?
Yes. So if we wear enough layers and we won't be recognized, we could go to town today. Drive by Kyle's house, maybe corner Parker or something.
Why not just drive up to Baraska today? Take out your targets.
Don't mock me. This isn't the sort of situation to run off half-cocked. I haven't trained you to shoot yet. The cops are all up at Baraska until, like, midnight, so we should take this opportunity to do as much recon as possible. And we could start, I don't know, thinking about the records. Who'd be trusted to maintain them, who has a home office, like that kind of thing.
So I'm guessing you didn't ask your source about the records?
I told you, I don't trust him that much. I'm not stupid, Sam.
Oh, I know that.
And I would have told you where I was going if I'd been able to bring you to consciousness, so don't be mad at me.
I'm not. I'm not, Kay.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too. That was outside our door this morning.
The Drisking Press? Wasn't there when I left. What the hell? Welcome home? What does that mean?
Well, apparently it's an article about the Drisking High Grizzlies returning from state.
I don't like this. It feels... deliberate, meant for us. Did any other rooms have a paper outside their door this morning?
I don't know, Kay. I was a little freaked out about you at the time.
Who's that?
It's Eric. He was worried about you. I called him this morning when I couldn't find you.
I like that guy. We should get a tree for the room, like a little one.
Are you trying to distract me?
Maybe.
Why would we get a tree? Christmas isn't for weeks.
Actually, Christmas is next Tuesday.
Shit. Really?
Yeah, really. It's my favorite holiday.
Yeah, okay. We can get a tree.
Good. So, what do you think? You want to go to town? Some quiet recon?
No. But it's a good idea if the whole department is up on the mountain today. And maybe we can get a tree. And, drive by my mom's house. I'd just like to see her, you know. And if you want to see your mom, we could go.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, you could also...
What?
When you went missing that summer, Kyle and I talked to this lady in town. Catherine, Scanlon. You remember her?
The Historical Society lady?
Yeah. That office was a gold mine of information. Her desk had a locked drawer, but we broke in. Found some old mining records in there that helped us find Baraska. What if Eric's wrong? And the files are paper? Drisking's old school like that.
I guess it's possible. We should consider everything anyway. Okay, we'll go to the school and talk to her. Couldn't hurt.
We could also see if we can track down Parker.
Yeah, he's on my list too.
You scared the shit out of me this morning, Kimber. I swear I've never been so scared. And that's saying something.
Even more than the first time you couldn't find me?
First time I had Kyle. He was always better in a crisis. He didn't lose it until we thought you were dead. This time, it's just me. I was useless.
You would have figured something out. And even if you didn't, Sam, you need to remember it's my decision. You aren't responsible for anything that happens to me in Drisking.
You're wrong about that. I'm responsible for everything that happened to you. You should remember that.
Not
everything. You think I should shave my beard for this outing? Not really sure what I look like.
Don't shave it. My source said to lie as low as possible. Our presence here won't be unnoticed forever. Strangers in Drisking have always been unwelcome.
No. We're not strangers here. We're worse. Drisking has no decent radio stations.
It was always like that.
I believe I never noticed.
That's because you were always on your play deck. But yeah, we don't get any St. Louis stations, just local backyard ones.
This place really is its own little world.
Hey, pull your beanie down more. Yeah, good. It's working with your beard. You're pretty unrecognizable.
So are you.
Well, thank God it's winter. Hat, scarf, parka, sunglasses. I could be anybody.
So very LA.
Shut up. I lived in Riverside. I just wish this car didn't have California plates.
Nothing we can do about that.
So, Kyle's house first? See if we can get Parker's attention?
Yeah, sure. Here we go. There's the welcome sign.
Drisking, a motherlode of family values.
That's rich.
Population 28,751.
Christ, they really lit it up. It's way too many Christmas lights. Fuck, hurts my eyes.
Why do you think I brought the sunglasses? Damn, they're really going for it. They never used to put a tree up in the square.
And drive around it.
I didn't know what it was gonna feel like to come back here, but it feels...
Yeah.
Why does it feel nice? God, I hate that. It pisses me off. I hate this place. I know I do.
Well, nostalgia's a tricky bitch. That's why people go back to their toxic exes.
Like, all I'm seeing and remembering are the good parts. All of them. God, and there were so many good parts.
Yeah, there were.
Why does it feel like home, Sam? What's wrong with me?
I don't think it's Drisking that's reminding you of home.
I miss him.
Maybe your source was wrong. Kyle's still at home.
I looked around on the Landy's Facebook, and unless they're hiding it, he doesn't live with them.
Okay, so let's say he's right. Where'd they move him to? That insane asylum in Cape Girardeau? Hey, eyes on the road, lady. It's precious cargo.
I told you guys, it's not an asylum. It's a... God, never mind. I don't know where he is. That's what we need to find out.
Your precious source wouldn't tell you?
Not yet.
You're gonna need to start talking soon, Kimber. Real soon.
I know. I'm just... This whole operation has to go perfectly if we want to accomplish anything besides getting ourselves killed or arrested. It takes finesse.
Yeah, not exactly my middle name. Fine.
Not anymore. You're about as subtle as a flying brick these days.
I'm not feral. Stop a couple driveways down. Call status outside.
Well, he looks...
Yeah.
Good. Happy. Kyle should have had that.
Well, I don't see any ramps, railings,
It's nothing you'd expect to see if Kyle still lived here.
But it looks like they've done other remodeling. This place is almost unrecognizable.
Which is interesting. The Landys were one of the brokest families in town. I wonder if they got a payoff.
For Kyle? Well, that would explain why he's out here stringing Christmas lights like Clark fucking Griswold.
Can he see us?
I don't think so. There's aftermarket tint on these windows. Illegal in California.
Well, illegal's not good considering the armory in your trunk.
I said in California. And who's gonna pull us over today? I told you, they're all up on the mountain until like midnight.
According to your source, I just don't want Ken to see us.
He can't. Is that?
Oh, it's Parker, all right. Shit. I was hoping we'd get him alone. Oh, shit. Is he looking at us?
He is staring, but I swear he can't see in.
He's still looking. Fuck, he's coming over here. Go, go. I can't believe I just ran from Parker Landy. My kid used to pick up girls on Club Penguin.
You want to drive by your mom's house while we're in the neighborhood?
Yeah, might as well. It's only over on Greenbrier. You're confident in your illegal window tinting, right?
Yes. If we draw any attention, it's because of our out-of-state plates.
Do you want to see your mom's grave?
I don't think so. I'm not ready yet.
Okay.
Are you ready to see your house?
Yeah. I'm not gonna get out of the car or let my mom know I'm here, but I'd like to at least see her. She never would have been involved in a Baraska Kimmer, I swear to that. I was wrong about Graham, but I'm not wrong about her. I want to take her with us when we leave. If she'll go.
Yeah, I always loved your mom. She was quiet, but nice.
She was a lot different before Whitney got taken.
Well, we all were. Wow, Graham has done remodeling too. Additions. And his house is huge now.
I really don't get why they need more space. Their kids are either dead or disgraced.
You're not disgraced, Sam.
Huh. Looks like someone's in the sports cars now. Not really mom's style, must be Graham's.
The license plate says wifey on it.
What the hell? This doesn't make sense. It looks like they're living it up. My mom was never like that.
Yeah, it seemed like she'd grieve for your sister forever.
Well then, I guess she got over it. Come on, let's go see Catscallon.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Good old Drisking High. At least something hasn't changed.
Where are all the cars? It's Wednesday, right?
Christmas break. It's perfect. Come on.
We could have parked closer.
California plates, remember? They stick out.
Yeah. We should do something about that. Think it'll be unlocked?
It's Drisking, Sam. You've been in the city too long.
L.A. is a city, too.
I told you, I lived in Riverside.
Think she's here? There weren't any other cars in the parking lot.
Maybe she lives nearby and walks? Or maybe she's off for Christmas, too.
Well, if no one's here, maybe that's a best-case scenario.
Breaking and entering, Sam? At Christmas?
Something tells me it's not going to be that easy.
So, I did some research last night, and I think Eric's right about the records being digital. It's almost 70 years of records. That would be like a huge box of paperwork. Just seems sloppy for an operation that has connections in high government.
Eric usually knows what he's talking about, but then again, this is Drisking.
Right. Old school. Arrogant.
Cocksuckers.
Yeah, both good points. The biggest problem is we don't know what to look for. Are they on a server or in a box? Like, locked in someone's safe or hidden in plain sight?
None of that really matters until we figure out who maintains them. Clary or Jimmy or my dad or even multiple people.
That's Kyle's old locker.
You want to know how many blow-up dolls fit in there?
No.
Kyle knows.
Two were like children.
Were. I'll do it today. It was funny as shit. What are you looking at?
It's a scholarship offering.
All I'm seeing are flyers for tutoring and band.
No, this one.
What the fuck? The Whitney Walker Scholarship Program? What does that mean? Who's funding this?
I don't know, but whoever it is, I can guess where the money's coming from. It's just so disgusting.
Here's another one.
Sam. Sam, you have to stop. That's not going to do anything but draw attention to... Sam!
A scholarship in her name paid for with fucking...
I know, Sam. I know better than anyone.
Graham did this. He did this. He's the only one who would.
I agree with you, so help me take him down.
If we can't find those records, I'm just gonna go up there and shoot them. All of them. Cleary, Jimmy, Grig, Ramirez, and most definitely, Graham.
Okay.
I've already done time. I can handle it. No, it'd be worth it. I'll do it all for you, Kimmer, I swear.
I can fight for myself. You help me, okay?
Let's go downstairs. Come on.
I don't remember it being so creepy down here.
It was a lot more bearable when you're sneaking down to play Black Ops in the computer lab.
You and Kyle were terrible. No wonder I had to do all your homework.
Right. Emma helped me out with econ.
Emmeline. I wonder what your ex-girlfriend is up to these days.
She loved Baraska parties. Hope she made it out of here.
Or if she didn't, that she's peacefully married and knows nothing about this town's true economy.
What do you think would have happened if we'd never, you know, got involved in all this?
That's a fool's game.
Humor me.
Fine. We all would have left that summer together. I hadn't told you guys, but I was going to choose my backup school, U of M.
You were going to go to school with me and Kyle.
Yeah, I was going to major in finance. Kyle and I would have gotten married when we graduated.
What about me, Shortcake?
Honestly, I always thought you'd find your calling in something like psychology.
Really? Why?
You're a good listener. You hear people. It's a rare skill.
Shutting the fuck up doesn't sound like a skill.
It's not just shutting up, it's listening to people. Connecting, understanding, feeling. You're so empathetic, I just thought...
Can I help you?
Is this still the Historical Society of Drisking?
It is. Are you looking for some reading?
We're looking for Catherine Scanlon.
You better have a seat. Were you friends of Miss Scanlon's?
Well, the past tense, Don.
So you haven't heard then?
When did it happen? And how?
Well, it's been a long time. A good decade, maybe.
How did she pass?
The way I hear is Catherine went on a hike to spread her late husband's ashes up on Hevel Ridge. They found her at the bottom.
Who are you then?
The new director of the society. I was an intern of hers at the time.
I don't remember Catherine having an intern 10 years ago.
Who did you say you were?
Old friends of Catherine's. I'm Michelle, and this is Francis.
You must have been kids 10 years ago.
She helped us with school projects. She was very dear to us.
Yes, well, she was always great with the students.
So did she finish her filing project before she died? Last time I saw her, she was scanning all the paper to digital.
I did. No paper files left, thank God. Just books.
Did she happen to leave behind a box of her personal stuff, or...
What about that drawer by your left knee? Might have a broken lock. Did the files in that drawer get scanned?
Are you looking for something particular, Francis?
Just some routine business records. Don.
Well, I'm afraid you're out of luck then. We don't have access to business records here, public or private. The Historical Society is a nonprofit.
Thank you for your time. You've been very helpful. Do you happen to know where our friend Catherine is buried?
No idea, but I'm sure she was cremated. It's a popular thing around here. She had no family that I know of, so you might ask the sheriff's department. Think their office deals with unclaimed bodies?
Oh, I'll bet they do.
Thank you for your time, Mr. Wheeler.
Francis?
I panicked. We hadn't given you an undercover name yet.
Oh, is that what we are? Undercover?
For as long as we can be. Where to now? I was thinking once it started getting dark, we could try to sneak into the Clary's house.
Why?
I don't know. Seems like a good place to start. Killian feels like the type of control freak to personally maintain the business of Baraska. Maybe he'll make it easy on us and have a home office.
What if they're home? They'd have to be in their 80s now. I'm not sure they're still making trips up the mountain.
10 years ago, they were still very much involved with Baraska, retired or not. If the mine is in operation, I'd bet my favorite 45 they're still involved. And fuck Grace Clary, by the way.
Amen. So we just head over there and case the place? Try to figure out if they're home?
Yeah, exactly. Couldn't hurt. He's my number one guess.
All right. It's a good enough plan.
Of course it is. It's my plan.
Well, it won't be dark for a bit. Can we head back to the hotel for a few hours?
Head back? Are you kidding? There's no cops in town today. We need to make the most of every second we have.
Okay. Can we please head back to the hotel for like 10 minutes then? We can go back out afterwards.
After what? Why do you want to go back to the hotel? I mean, are you really dying for a breakfast sandwich? Or is it something else?
Kimber, I need to mellow out for a bit, okay?
No, it's not okay. This is too important to be high on heroin.
Please, stop yelling!
You're the one who started fucking yelling!
Can you please just take me back to the hotel for 5 minutes, Kimber? I'm sorry for being an asshole.
You know, admitting you're an asshole doesn't actually fix anything.
I'm aware.
It's a wonder you didn't just bring your China White with you.
I usually do, but I've freaked out this morning. I wasn't thinking. Please, I'll be quick.
I guess we can head back now for a minute and eat lunch.
Thank you. Thank you, Kay. Okay, I'll cook. You want sausage or bacon?
Can we please stop and grab real food somewhere first?
What, you don't like breakfast sandwiches?
Don't be absurd. I just don't want to eat them 3 times a day.
Let's drive down Restaurant Road. Maybe we can figure out how to grab something without risking recognition. Could I plug my phone into the shitty dashboard somehow?
Hey, it's not shitty.
I'm sorry, I can't take any more Christmas music. This is not funny.
Oh, it's so predictable that Sam Walker hates Christmas.
What's it like when you have no family and no money?
You have family, Sam.
I know.
Hey, look, Prescott Artisan. Wasn't it running real deep in the red when you worked there? I can't believe it survived.
Oh, I can.
You and Kyle spent so many days getting high in that parking lot before work. Ah, memories.
It's not just me and Kyle. Don't forget our third Kushkatir.
Come on, that was like twice. Is that Mira? Look, she's got someone with her.
It's her husband, probably. He's kind of a dick.
No, it's a kid. Was Mira pregnant when you left? Sam! Shit!
Hey! Hey, Mira! What the fuck do you think you're doing?
Excuse me?
You let go of my nephew.
Wait!
Mom, do you know him?
No, he's nobody, honey. Owen, please, let's go.
Oh,
please.
I'm hardly nobody. Am I, Mira?
This isn't the place to do this, and you know it isn't.
That's my sister's son! Get your fucking hands off
him! Mom!
Oh, my God.
Sam Walker?
Who the fuck? Get away from my wife.
Please.
This kid isn't yours. You stole him!
It's Sam. Sam Walker.
Yeah, I remember you. We ran you out of town. You're an animal.
I'm the animal.
I'm calling the cops.
I'm scared.
No need to be scared, baby. This man is sick.
Get away from my mom!
He's not coming a step closer, Weston.
Weston?
We've lost our cover. Let's go. Come on.
Don't you dare go anywhere, Walker. I'm sure your daddy would like to talk to you.
I'm driving.
You can't. You're still high. It's stuck. Oh my God, we're stuck. You didn't ease out, Sam. You got a rocket.
I know how to get out of the snowbank.
Hurry, Sam, please.
Stop him! He tried to kidnap my son!
Get back from the car! I will hit these fucking people!
God damn it, Sam, slow down! Sam!
They're following us!
No one is following us! What's wrong with you? Stop and get out of the car, Sam! You're high! You'll kill us both! Don't do their work for them!
I'm not fucking high! They're following us!
There's no one behind us, Sam! No one!
No. I can't still be fucked up!
Why not? Did you shoot up this morning, Sam? After I disappeared?
No! I don't know!
Stop the car!
That was Whitney's son! That was my nephew, Kimber!
No, we can't go up the mountain. My car can't make it back here, Sam.
They plowed.
Yeah, but how high up the mountain did they plow? Where are we going?
This is the easier way.
Slow down! Remember what's in the trunk!
This is the road that I brought Kyle back down from. After Jimmy tried to kill him at Baraska. Did kill him.
That was Jimmy? I thought it was Clary. Sam!
His name was Weston. Fucking Weston!
I know.
W. That means my dad.
I know. I'm sorry.
His home? Daughter, Kimber. That's sick. That's beyond sick. I suspected maybe in my worst nightmare, but it's true. Her son's name is Weston. I'm not surprised they plowed this high on the mountain.
God, it would have been so easy if I thought of that as a kid, to look for plowed mountain access roads.
Where are we going?
You know where.
No. No, we can't. We're not ready. I haven't trained you. We don't have a strategy.
Should have gone straight there in the first place.
Sam, no! We can't go there yet.
We have to go. It has to be tonight. They're gonna know we're back.
Thanks to you.
They'll be hunting us by nightfall.
Well, then I guess we have no choice.
How far are we?
We're here. Hey, it's okay. You're gonna stay in the car.
The hell I am, Sam.
Graham will be looking for me.
He'll be looking for both of us.
Well, I'm gonna get to him first.
Have you ever even shot a gun before?
It's not that hard, Kay. You point and pull the trigger.
How do you know we're here? This doesn't look like anything to me.
See that fallen tree? That black one?
Yeah.
I remember it. I almost hit it when I sped out of Baraska and Cleary's truck trying to save Kyle.
You did save him, Sam.
I'll never forget that fucking tree.
So where's the road into the mining camp?
It's there. They just didn't plow it.
Where are the tire tracks, then? If they're all up here, where are the tracks? How did they get here?
I don't know. Maybe they have a new route. Things change in 10 years. Stay here. If you see anyone in the woods, you leave. If you hear any yelling, you leave. If you hear gunfire, you leave. Okay?
What exactly am I here for, then?
Just stay in the car, Kimber. Shit.
Need help?
What bullets go with this gun?
You know, the smart thing would be to pick them off one by one with a rifle before we got too close.
You know how to do that?
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive. But you see that little black box right there?
Yeah?
It's a game camera. They already know we're here, so get back in the car, Kay.
I know. It's fucking terrible, isn't it? I left her there. It was her show, her plan, her resources, her pound of flesh, and I took the fuck over. Like an asshole. No surprise there, right? Despite what Kimber said, this was a suicide mission. My death was pretty inevitable now that I'd come back, even acceptable, if I'm honest. But not hers. Raska's already taken so much from Kimber. Her future, her family, her boyfriend, me. The snow this far up on the mountain was almost a foot deep. It was tiring to trudge through. And I started to wonder if Kimber was right. How the hell were they getting all their cars in here? I made my way into the camp using the trees as cover. But it was becoming more and more obvious that there wasn't a whole lot of activity at Baraska. Were there sentries on duty? Even now, watching me? Where were the voices? The laughter? Sounds of suffering. And then there it was, right in front of me. I remembered this. The trees got denser just before they opened up to hell. I was here, again, at the gates of Baraska. As I broke the heavy tree line, I knew something was very, very wrong. I could see the dorms through the trees. Still standing exactly as I had remembered them. However, the skinned men sign had lost support and was buckling in the middle. The large building that housed the shiny gentleman was also still standing, and the door had been left slightly ajar so I could see the conveyor belt feeding into the machine. The path to that door, unlike everything else, had been cleared of snow. My blood froze to ice.
Gone.
Shit. Stop doing that.
I don't do what I'm told, Sam. You should remember that.
Is that a shotgun?
Not just any shotgun. A sawed-off shotgun.
I'm guessing that's somehow better.
Did you learn anything in prison? There's no one here.
There's always someone in these woods.
Yeah, I remember. The woods are full. But I'm telling you, this place is abandoned.
Wait! What if it's not empty?
That'd be lucky for us.
Hold on! Hold on, okay? We should check the stables.
The stables?
Shit. Sorry, it's what they call them. And you don't have to go back in there. You shouldn't. I'll go look.
I can handle it, but there's really no point. It's all gone. Baraska is gone.
So what you're saying is your source lied. He lied to you.
No, he didn't. He didn't tell me they moved the operation. He was holding that back. He must have been holding it back for a reason.
Because he's using you, Kay. What does he want from us? Who is this guy? This should prove you can't trust him for shit.
Not about this, no, but about other things he said.
How convenient.
He just omitted this. Everything else has been accurate.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I am. Because if he lied about this, then he lied about Kyle. And that can't be a lie.
Oh. Here we go. You're so in denial, Kimber. 10 long fucking years of denial.
I'm not in denial. I'm aware they said he was brain dead. I saw it online. Except, according to the article I read, you did it. You hurt Kyle.
That's a fucking lie and you know it. Tell me you know that.
I do. I'm sorry. I'm freaking out. Okay, what are we gonna do, Sam?
I don't know.
What the fuck are we gonna do?
Tell me who your source is.
You still trust him more than me.
No, it's not like that. He was right about everything. I swear, everything. He said Kyle would come back.
All right.
Look, we need to accept the facts, okay? Baraska is gone. It's dismantled. So either your source doesn't actually know anything, or he's using you for something, as I said. But either way, he's lying. So why don't you trust me?
Because I can't! I know you would never intentionally hurt me, Sam, but look at you! You've given up on everything, your life, yourself, and on me. You're irrational and unpredictable. If it was just my life at risk, I would tell you everything my contact told me, but this is about Kyle, too.
Kimber.
I hate this! I hate fighting with you! What are we gonna do?
I'm gonna sit down for a minute.
What are you doing?
I need a minute, okay? Just a minute.
It's not safe here.
It's not safe anywhere in this county. What happened to all the people they kept here? Where'd they go? Did they take them to a new Baraska? Or did they just start over?
Are you asking if they killed them?
Yeah.
But Kimber didn't have an answer. The Prescotts, the sheriff's department, they were sociopaths who were driven by their demons, power, money. Anything could have happened to those women. Except this one. This one was sitting right beside me, putting up with my shit, fighting them, fighting me. What a fucking disaster. I was a mess, a liability. I couldn't even remember if I'd gotten high in my meltdown this morning, waiting for Kimber. And I didn't know how to get a hold on that. Kimber was the diamond that came out of mine 8. Hardened, sharp, beautiful. Maybe she could do it, despite me. Maybe she could kill Jimmy Cleary. My dad, too. Maybe I wasn't actually doing her any favors by being on her side.
I'm glad you're here with me, Sam.
Or maybe I was. It didn't really matter. Because I wasn't going to leave her.
What if it's not risking at all anymore? What if they moved it out of state?
Then where has the sheriff's department been all day?
So, we're back to looking for Baraska, huh? Just like old times.
Things are different now.
Are they?
This time, I won't be dragged there.
I won't be strapped down. This time, I'm looking for them. This time, they don't know who they're dealing with.
Baraska stars Cole Sprouse as Sam Walker, Sarah Yarkin as Kemper Destaro, Bo Knapp as Eric Tucker, Kara Santana as Mira Daly, Jeffrey Kennedy as Owen Daly, with additional performances by Sean Broyles, Mike Markoff, Jackson Robert Goldenberg. Written and created by Rebecca Klingel, directed by Kristen Burke. Executive produced by Cole Sprouse, Rebecca Klingel, Rob Purdy, David Henning, Sandra Yilun, and Michelle Zarati. Co-executive producer, Shinyun Hiyu. Produced by Brandon Weisner. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Additional music by Brian Kessley. Music editor, Brian Kessley and David Tadashore. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, David Tadashore, and Gabe Birch. Edited by Neely Oftering. Additional editor, Ryan Walsh and David Tadashore. Sound design by Christoph Klesse. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Additional mixer, Sarah Ma. Casting director, Meg Mormon and Sunday Bowling. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Omar Barahona. Set teacher, Celeste Armstrong. Production coordinator, Tom Breck. Head production assistant, Nathan Yan. Production assistant, Alex Buda. Post coordinator, Emma Jacobson. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pinchun Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz and Lacey Buchanan. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Baraska is a Q-Code production. Sound recording copyright 2022 by Q-Code Media, Inc.
Baraska is presented by Mint Mobile. Don't let big wireless providers scare you into a bad phone plan. Get affordable premium wireless service for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Baraska.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.
I'm Carlos King, one of the most sought-after executive producers in reality television. I am thrilled to announce Reality with the King, where we'll discuss all things reality TV. I have interviewed everyone from NeNe Leakes, Teresa Giudice, and Kenya Moore. Each episode, we will rehash shocking portrayals, honey. Yes! Hilarious shade! And all the drama. Reality with the King podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts.